Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Mike, one of President Biden's top economic advisors went on CNN was asked this about lowering gas prices.
What do you say to those families who say, listen, we can't afford to pay $4.85 a gallon for months, if not years? This is just not sustainable.
Well, what you heard from the president today was a clear articulation of the stakes. This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm.
All right, so first of all, what's the liberal world order, Mike, and should they let it drive us into a recession?
I have no idea what that means. I've not heard that before. And now I'm wondering if now we're going to hear it a lot more. Maybe we will, because, you know, when people start messaging, you start hearing the same thing over and over again. I have no idea what he's talking about in a liberal world order. But whenever you hear people in our leadership in our government that are not affected by what's happening say, you just have to, you know, bear with us. It's just going to be this way for a while. These are the same people that a year or so ago were telling you that it's transitory. That's what scares me more than anything else. Were they lying or did they just not know? And not knowing scares me more. How can they fix it if they don't know what the problem is?
A little earlier, you spoke with Lacey Cooper, Republican candidate for Attorney General of Arizona. She made it sound like there could be another legal challenge to the Remain in Mexico policy.
The language of the law says that the federal government may use that program. May means discretionary. But there was a ton of discussion in the opinion and also at oral argument about the interplay with this statute, which says may, and another statute, which says that you shall detain migrants.
So based on that, how long is this issue going to stay in the courts?
I think it's going to stay in the courts as long as this administration refuses to do anything to reverse what's happening at the border. I think we will be joined by more than just border states, because it is affecting states across this country where people are being bused and flown into. Illegal immigration is hurting this country, and it's hurting the people that are coming here. And the American people are largely agree on this across both sides of the aisle, that we need a secure border. So I think we are going to see a movement in this country of attorney generals across the country coming forward, joining together, and going to the Supreme Court if necessary to get the federal government to do its job. You're listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to get you caught up on the big headlines.
Well, your favorite congresswoman thinks this should happen to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, Mike.
I personally believe that Clarence Thomas should be impeached beyond a shadow of a doubt. I am astonished that this is a position that is in any way controversial to anyone. The degree and extent of misconduct that Clarence Thomas alone, in addition to several of his colleagues, have participated and engaged in is foundational. Delegitimizing to the Supreme Court.
Mike, can you climb inside AOC's head and tell us what logic she's using?
No, I can't. I can't even begin to be. The way people are responding to this decision is absolutely insane. When you see people, it's returned to the states. That's all it is. They returned it to the states. So, but the vitriol and the anger and the nonsense that's attached to this, I understand that people are upset. We are all very upset about the Supreme Court decision on Remain in Mexico. But you heard a sheriff yesterday on Arizona's Morning News say, we respect the Supreme Court's decision, but here's what the fallout is going to be. I get that argument. I get the anger. But you're not seeing the same kind of resistance. This is an immature way to respond by people that are not used to being told no. We are losing within the rules, so we have to change the rules. And if we don't like the people that are deciding, we got to find a way to get rid of the people that are deciding. That's not an American way to behave, and the way she is doing it is an embarrassment, and the people of New York that elected her should be embarrassed.
Well, the trial for Phoenix Mercury star Brittany Griner began today in Moscow. She's been detained there since mid-February. She was arrested for allegedly carrying 0.7 of an ounce of hashish oil. USA Today, or is it hashish? I don't know. Is it hashish or hashish? Anyway, USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan does not think the timing of this high-profile arrest is coincidental right before Putin invaded Ukraine.
Putin, who is obviously doing what he's doing, the horrors of the war in Ukraine, now realizes he has this very valuable prisoner
Do you think Brittany Griner is going to get a fair trial there?
It's not possible. We understand this. You know, all politics aside, I'm watching the memes online about Brittany Griner and what she said about America and other stuff. She's an American citizen. And we as Americans defend American citizens when they're wrongly accused and bad things happen around the world. And we should be pushing to do that here and make sure that she's returned home because she's an American citizen. And I don't think she's going to get a fair trial. I do think that this is something that's contrived. But this shows the world who Vladimir Putin is. In addition to the war crimes, this is the human rights crimes he commits as well.